And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
In Watergate, by the time you realized how serious it was, which was several months into the story, we were into it up to our waists, and there was no way you could go back. You had to go forward. And so I simply had to live with it.
Look who was against the post in Watergate. A lot of her friends, Secretary of State, never mind the president and all the people around him. That takes guts to decide that you go one way while they're telling you you can't.
Both embryonic stem cell research as well as the adult stem cell research should be federally funded within a very carefully regulated, fully transparent framework that ensures the highest respect for the moral significance of the human embryo.
This embryo is alive. The central question remains, is it alive? Or is it a mere piece of property to be disposed of as its master chooses?
This is a hazardous chemical fire inside a tunnel that runs underneath our city.
It's dark, it's dirty, it's muddy, it's grungy, it's hot, and it's probably the most miserable place you're ever going to go into.
The uncertainty surrounding the current economic situation are considerable. And until we see more concrete evidence that the adjustments of inventories and capital spending are well along, the risks would seem to remain mostly tilted towards weakness in the economy.
Trade has been the best avenue for economic growth for all countries. And I reject the isolationism and protectionism that dominates those who will try to disrupt the meetings in Genoa.
It would be good to have a dialogue with people on issues like globalization. The actual things we're trying to do here and the initiatives we're taking, that should get as much publicity as what demonstrators are prepared to do in order to make the right TV pitches.